And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens on the phone with me right now. I have Ed Forsyth. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing great.
Let's first talk about now, who are you with? You're with a nonprofit here locally, right?
Yes, New Season Ministries. We've been doing nonprofit things for the last 40 years.
We've been talking about this possible fireworks ban in Redmond. This is a way that you guys raise a lot of your funds.
Yes, and it's very concerning to us because we send a lot of kids to summer camp every year. Also, we take care of a 18-girl orphanage monthly. Also, there was a battered women's shelter that we help take care of. And so, and there's a lot of other things that we do with the fundraising too. And so our organization's been trying to wrap their head around it, see how, if they did ban fireworks there, how are we going to try to come up with the money? And the truth is, we're just not going to be able to do it. And it's, we've been established there fundraising by selling fireworks with a discount fireworks superstore. And I'm just saying that the community has been very faithful to help support our causes and all of that. And we're really thankful for Redmond and all that they do as a community for us. And so, and we've also tried to help the community also, and that's why we've also sold at discounted prices, because that was our way of helping the community back again, besides the other community things that we do.
Ed, what do you say to people, whoever's pushing this idea of the ban of fireworks in Redmond? What do you say to the people that are saying, well, we got to get rid of the fireworks because the fireworks are dangerous?
Well, the truth is, if fireworks is not dangerous. And so the problem is, it's got the word fire and fireworks. And what's happened is there was quite a few fires in Oregon this last summer, but none of them was caused because of fireworks. And in fact, if you would check with a state fire marshal, and what happens is you got to get a license from the state fire marshal to sell fireworks. Well, they keep track of all fires in the state of Oregon. And the last time I checked, it was less than 0.5% of all fires that were started because of fireworks in the state of Oregon. And they were really saying that was really aerials, and they're already illegal. So it's not the safe and sane. It's very, very rare. And so prohibition is not the answer, because actually cigarettes start more fires in Oregon than fireworks does. And that's why it's called safe and sane. They're really safe. Even California, you know, they've had a lot of drought through the years, but they don't want to ban fireworks. And it's because they know that the nonprofits, they are needing those funds. In fact, even the high school of Redmond, they actually fundraise by selling fireworks too. This is going to really affect us, and there really is not an emergency cause to ban fireworks. And so I think that most people in Redmond, they want to keep their freedom, and they grew up with their parents buying them fireworks, and they want to continue to allow their kids to enjoy fireworks. And so we do need to give our voice and let them know how we feel. And I believe that a lot of people would like to keep fireworks. They do not want it to be banned.
So, Ed, if people want to help you in this situation, what are you asking people to do?
You can email them, publictestimony@redmondoregon.gov. Once again, it's publictestimony@redmondoregon.gov. Email there and share with them their feelings about this. And also, they can log on to the website, and they could find all of those different city council members, and they could call them personally. They can also email them personally. But if they go on to publictestimony@redmondoregon.gov, that also goes to all the city council members. The thing is next Tuesday night is supposed to be the night that they're talking about the fireworks again at 6 o'clock. And so you can also go in person if you like to have a voice there.
All right. Ed, we appreciate your time on the radio today. Before I let you go, though, why don't you give that email address one more time for anybody that didn't get it?
publictestimony@redmondoregon.gov. And I just want to thank the community for all of the help throughout the years, and you have done a lot of good. And I know those 18 girls are really dependent upon these funds. And so, and we have been, that's something that's really near to our heart, is to make sure that we take care of those 18 girls in that orphanage.
All right. Well, thanks again for taking some time with us, Ed Forsyth.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.